Nikki and I actually ran the Race for Life in 2008 because my brother was undergoing treatment for lung cancer. Nikki was diagnosed just weeks after we lost my brother. And then in 2009, she had undergone her chemotherapy regime. We did the Race for Life. She was in a wheelchair. When we went across the finishing line, the press officer for cancer research approached Nikki and asked her whether she would be prepared to share her story to encourage the participants to return their sponsor money, because apparently a third of people don't return their sponsorship money. So Nikki said yes, spoke to the Bournemouth Echo, mentioned to them that she kept a journal. They asked her if she would do a blog for them. So she started writing a blog for the Echo. And then she thought, I'm going to turn this into a book. So that's what she did. She turned her cancer experience, how the family coped, into a book.
Was it difficult at first that it was all becoming quite public, or did you find it quite sort of cathartic?
Nikki found it very cathartic. I found it very, very difficult. But backed her because that's what she wanted to do. She'd gone online, as people of your generation do, to find something that she could find helpful. All she could find were books written by celebrities that had climbed mountains, run marathons. She just wanted something that had been written by an ordinary person. Couldn't find anything, so decided that she would write that book.
Have you spoken to people who read the blog or have read the book, and what reaction have they given you?
Well, when she was writing the blog, because her treatment was ongoing, she was continually at Bournemouth Hospital receiving treatment, and lots of other people that were having chemotherapy would say to her, "Oh, you the lady that's doing the blog. Oh, it's amazing. It's really good." And I think they did find it really helpful to know that they weren't the only people feeling like that.
And going to the Race for Life events, do you find it does have an effect on the people who are running when you talk to them about Nikki and about the book and about what she went through?
It certainly did seem to. This is the first year we've done it because the book was only published in February. Nikki found the publisher, but sadly she died before she could finish writing it. So Kev and I finished it for her. And as Leah said, all the profits have been donated to Lewis Manning to help them. And yes, I think people certainly thought Leah and Megan were very, very brave. And yeah, I think it did inspire them.
And as a family going to these events, and as you said, seeing Leah and Megan do that, I mean, it must be a nice sort of positive thing to do as a family.
Well, it's Nikki's legacy for the girls, and we just need to keep it going.